The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So there are these two sides to mindfulness. There's the one side is what we're mindful of, and then there's the side of the awareness that's used to be mindful. So it would be similar to if you have a bowl, a bell like this one here, and you can hold the bell in a hand and feel the coldness, the hardness, the smoothness of the bell, but you can also be aware of the hand that's doing the holding. And some people might focus more on the bell. If this was a solid gold bell that was worth millions and millions of dollars, I'd probably be focusing a lot on the bell. and probably, at the expense of even, if I was had to walk down the street with it, I might even not notice that my hand's getting sore and all this, holding on tight, looking everywhere, and who's going to take my gold bell? But if it's a really cheap bell and I'm holding it, I might notice pretty quickly that holding it a long time, it begins hurting my hand to hold it. Or I just might not even hurt. I might even just notice what it's like to hold it. And rather than focusing on the qualities and nature of the bell, I can focus on the qualities and nature of what it's like to be holding the bell. I feel the tightness, the holding, the gripping that's going on in my hand. So the same thing with mindfulness and awareness is you can focus on what you're aware of, or you can become aware of the nature, the quality of the mindfulness that you're actually using. And the two go often hand in hand. It's like the lid of a box fits together with the box. They fit together really closely. But they can also be distinguished, these two sides. And the strong tendency for many people is to focus a lot on what we're aware of, not only externally, but also internally. You can think about your own self and your own problems, and so you're thinking about yourself and you're mindful of yourself. One of the really useful things to do is to start becoming more aware of awareness, or be more attentive to the nature of the mindfulness itself and the qualities of it, the characteristics of it, what it's like. It's half the picture. I like to think of it as half the picture, half of what's going on. So if you don't include that as part of your attention, you're missing half your life. And so it's kind of, what is it like to be aware? And once you start kind of becoming more sensitive to what it's like to be aware, it tends to sometimes break the very strong attraction people can have to what they're concerned with, what they're focusing their attention on. So if I'm really, think that the be all and end all of a successful life is having the right bell, then I'm going to be looking at bells all the time and focusing on this bell and holding it really close, and it's all about this bell. So I'm not going to be paying attention to what it's like to be holding the bell, to being with the bell, because I'm so focused on the bell. But if I can shift my attention around and notice that how I'm holding the bell is what really is affecting my well-being. How I'm holding the bell is really how it feels. That's what holds this, affects the stress in my system. If I'm, holding onto the bell really tight, I can feel a little tension in the top of my shoulders. And if I hold it really tight for a long time, I bet that tension is going to build and build. And so my inner tension, my inner sense of suffering has a lot to do with how I'm holding the bell, not the bell itself. And so when we start focusing on on how we are in relationship to what we're paying attention to, there's more that's there than just awareness. There's also how we're aware. And we can be aware with tension. We can be aware with resistance. We can be aware with hesitation. We can be aware with a lot of judgments and a lot of commentary. There's a lot of stuff we can add to being aware. And often that's the case. And one of the things we add to being aware is we add being obsessed. So that we're not even aware that we're aware, because we're so kind of invested in just being involved. So one of the useful things to start paying attention to in mindfulness practice at some point is to include in the field of awareness getting a sense of what it's like to be aware, the quality of your mindfulness, the quality of the attention, the attitude that's there. There's a variety of ways of talking about it, different ways of pointing to something has to do with, you know, how you are, the other half, the size of what you're involved in. And if you can start getting a sense of awareness or attention or mindfulness, the act of being mindful as opposed to what you're mindful of, then meditation can really begin. Because if you have a sense of that so there's something you can apply, something that you can engage in that's different than being lost and preoccupied in your concerns, then you can start putting start getting some freedom from those concerns and obsessions and preoccupations. And so then you can start applying and using your awareness. You can, in a sense, and maybe it's not a usual way of talking in Buddhism, but you can take control of your awareness. You can take responsibility for what you do with your attention. You can you have some agency of what you do with it. As opposed to, I think often in people's lives, awareness just goes along for the ride. You know, there's other forces inside of us that's directing our attention left and right and to focus on different things. But awareness, attention, mindfulness, all these things are tools that we start learning to discover, and then we start using those tools. So it first requires noticing it, and then it requires noticing that, not only noticing that there is such a tool of mindfulness, of attention, awareness, but there also has to be an understanding that it's valuable to start focusing on that tool as opposed to focusing on your concerns and your problems. There has to be some willingness to step back from the usual way of being locked in to me, myself, and I, locked in to our usual concerns we have, our desires and our fears. And many of us have very important desires and very important fears to be engaged in. I don't want to deny the tremendous, tremendous importance of, you know, value, and I want to offer my deep respect to your, you know, your neurosis. So, but there's no meditation practice unless you're willing to step back from it. And that, for some people, is a huge, huge step. Because it's counterintuitive, it goes against, you know, what you've been doing for a long time, even what your society might be kind of indicating to you. And to be willing to step back from our fear, step back from our desire, step back, and to be mindful, to strengthen this tool of awareness, of attention, even if what you're paying attention to is the fear or the desire. But the focus is not the desire and the fear or the concern or the thought. The focus is on the nature of the awareness, the strengthening of the attention, opening up the awareness, stabilizing the awareness, being cognizant of what's happening, and feeling the cognizant quality of it, feeling what it's like, kind of knowing that you know. So there's a strength, there's a kind of strength or an oomph kind of a sense of presence in the knowing, in the awareness. That some people liken to, that it's almost as if you know that you know. It's so strong. The sense of knowing is so strong that you know that you know. So once you start having some appreciation for awareness, for knowing, for mindfulness as a tool, as its own thing, separate from what you're mindful of, then you can start using that tool in useful ways. And one of the ways to use the tool of mindfulness of attention is to focus it on something, maybe internally inside of you, that helps you feel more steady and stable, more peaceful, more at ease. And so to actually bring it, and is there some place inside? Most people feel inside, I don't know if it has to be inside, where you can feel more relaxed, more at ease. Even if it's hints of it, small little kind of wisps of some inner sense of well-being. And then let your awareness come from that well-being. Let your awareness come from being more relaxed. Or let the awareness, even like you're focusing on the breath, see if the focus on the breath, it isn't about the breath per se, but it's about how being with the breath can help steady, stabilize, and relax, and create some sense of inner well-being, inner peace, inner steadiness here. So that there's more and more sense of being at ease, calm, relaxed here. So one of the tools, one of the ways of becoming more peaceful, more tranquil, more less caught up, is to learn to appreciate the value of awareness, and then to use awareness. Don't just rest in awareness, which some people, it's a great practice to do, but in mindfulness meditation, we're using awareness. We're using the awareness to help set ourselves free, and setting ourselves free is a way of becoming more peaceful. And then you can go back into the world and pick up the bells and those other various things. But then you're much more likely to pick them up lightly, in a light way, as opposed to, you know, grasp them. So you just pick them up lightly because you feel that you have a sense that how you are, how you carry yourself, what you do is very important, as opposed to latching on, locking onto something. And as you know, if you hold it really lightly, the bell, you can make a nice sound that you can't make if you grasp onto it. So may you be a bell that rings beautifully. So those are my thoughts for today.